As human beings, we occasionally get lost in the journey of life. We take strides that lead where we didn't expect. We make decisions that lead us in messes we never foresaw. We innocently join a group that we never thought was a gang of criminals. We start watching a clip that just looked entertaining but lead us to sins and addiction. We refuse to listen to our parents, feeling very bright and clever, but slowly find ourselves in trenches of loss and disappointment. Really, we all get lost. And speaking of getting lost, you know, there are three different types of getting lost. Type one of getting lost is where the lost guy is just lost. They're clueless about their being lost and cannot even seek help, or they do not know where exactly they are. And the second type is that of being lost and being aware of one's lostness, but you can't find bearing of being found. It's like being in a jungle, you know, and you know you are lost, but you don't know how to go about getting out of the jungle. The last type is being lost and knowing that you're lost and with a clear mind that how you can get out of being lost. Now, these three types of being lost are talked about in Luke chapter 15. And we have the story of the lost sheep, we have the story of the lost coin, and finally, the parable of the lost son, or popularly known as the prodigal son. And this last story, parable of the lost son, is the basis of our sermon today, which I've titled Smart Fool. And it is in the continuation of our series, Arise and Shine, which is our this year's theme. And you know, we are considering real stories from real people with real lessons. And we want to see in the life of this gentleman who is described in the parable and gain some lessons out of it. And so why don't you just join with me reading that passage first, and then we get into the word. Luke chapter 15 verse 11 says, Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was severe famine in the whole country and began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father. That's the reading of the word. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we pray that you would open our eyes in places and situations that we are lost, like this gentleman, and gain some insights from his life and his actions so that we find our way out, in Jesus' name. See, Jesus gives this story of the lost son, and he called him the younger son. Later he was baptized the prodigal son by the writers. This son, at what seemed to be the height of his wit, made one wise-looking request that turned out disastrous. His idea to get his inheritance was the right thing. His dad granted it because it was logical and deserved, but it was the wrong timing. The younger son was not ripe with maturity to handle the inheritance. As it were, he was right on the request, but wrong on the timing. You know, as I think about this, question I have is, what could you be nagging your folks or your parents for, and yet you are not ready to receive or to handle it? What place have you been insisting you want to go, and yet you can't handle the pressure from the crowd there? What illicit sip have you tried lately, and you are in denial that it's taking you down already? This younger son acted like a smart fool in this instant, and we soon shall see why. You don't want to go this same route, do you? You can stop right there and turn immediately. You see, immediately the smart but immature son got his share of inheritance. His mind and emotion rushed him into a party frenzy mode. He hit the road to the land of fun and freedom. In quotes, I dare say, he was out of the home prison. You know, sometimes we think of home as prison. Out of the dad's sharp and scrutinizing lenses that hindered enjoyment. See, verse 13 says, not long after that, the younger son got up all he had, set off for a distant country. Set off, you know, just feel like running away. In verse 14, it records that upon arrival in the distant country, he squandered his wealth in wild living. You know, it's like he was really waiting to get to a zone where he will just do what it pleases, you know, without any rules, with all the freedom, have all the fun that he wanted. You see, out of the safe zone called home, there are many hyenas, if you allow me to use that symbol, whose goal is to help you know what you have. They tear any flesh on sight. They break any bone that reach their jaw like so. You know, they are so like jaws. The hyenas begin by making the wrong thing look like the cool thing. Their good is the bad. The hyenas are but what John 10 calls thieves and robbers. They are ultimately the devil's representatives whose mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. No, did I miss the order there? It is to steal, kill, and destroy. Friends, the sweet tasting sins don't last long. Sooner than later, I quote, we have spent everything and famine strikes, as verse 14 says, as happened to this younger son. The bliss turns to gloom. The enjoyment turns to embarrassment. Then we start longing for sanity again. We miss the people who love us and tell us the truth. We finally appreciate the value of discipline and punishment. We miss our real family and can't stop imagining how life would be better, save for the prevailing consequences of rebellion. Sadly, in this land of lostness, we see things may get even worse to the extent of eating with pigs. Eating with pigs is darting yourself to the worst. It is wallowing in sin. It is eating the rotten stuff. It is feeding on the dead. It is sleeping around. It is losing your senses and morals. It is literally dancing with the devil. This is a picture that, you know, that comes alive in my mind as I think about the life that this guy faced there. But all is not gloom, you know, this story will tell us. The parable of the younger son ends well. He finally got back to his senses. We can never shut off completely the invisible ears of our subconscious. We can never fully tell lies to the truth deep within us. If only we listen deeply, we can reach that which is the truth in us. We each have the capacity to come back to our senses on whatever matter. The younger son was finally a smart fool. A smart fool accepts his folly and takes a logical action. I can't miss some job in my father's land. You know, this is what he was in his mind. At least I will eat better food. I don't deserve my earlier status, but my dignity will be restored somehow. The smart fool diagnosed and prescribed correctly. It was time to go back home, come what may. You see, are you lost and have hit the rock bottom? Have you gotten tired of sharing your story with no much progress? Are you feeling like throwing in the towel and not running further into addiction? Are you fed up with putting a mask of happiness while deep within the pain is unbearable? Where are you lost right now? What habit has sucked you in and you no longer like it? What sites are you visiting online, yet you wish no one would know you go there? What sins are causing you to sleep late and cry under your beddings out of pain and frustration? Are you trapped in masturbation and you don't know what to do? Do you wish to leave that clique of your online friends, but you don't know what to do? Do you wish to go back to listening to your parents, but it seems unachievable? I suggest it's time you pack your belongings and head back home to the Father, to your home, and really just confess. The ultimate prescription for being lost in whatever sin is repentance. Our Heavenly Father is ever waiting on us with his arms wide open. No, let me read what he says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Earlier on, Jesus had told his disciples about, you know, how he cares about those who are lost. And in account Matthew chapter 9 verses 35, this is what we read going to 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. You see, sometimes that's exactly what we are. Sheep without a shepherd. And that's a type 2 of getting lost. You know you are lost, but you don't know how to find your way out. Jesus is saying, come, you know, willingly come back to your senses. In this parable, it's him going back home. And he knew that his dad wasn't as bad a guy than, you know, his rebellion. And he was willing to receive him back. So today, we can be a smart fool. And a smart fool is one who acknowledges that they are lost and says, I need help. You know, if you got lost in a city center, you can choose to go round and round and round and round and get lost more in a new city. Or you can choose to just admit and said, you ask a God and they will direct you. It may look simplistic to come to Jesus for help, but that's all that we got finally when we realize that you aren't as smart. So why don't you just come back to your senses and surrender to Christ? He's the only one who is able to guide us to the right and destination, the best place to be in. After all, he's the way, the truth, and life. Will you come back home today? Will you stop being lost and be found like this gentleman finally lands? And when that happens, there is celebration. There will be celebration in heaven. There will be celebration amongst your peers and your parents and family. All will be happy. All I want to say is Jesus is waiting. Don't get lost any farther. Move back and be received in his arms with the warmth that he's waiting. You can pray for forgiveness today. You can pray for salvation right now and receive Jesus Christ, who is able to just keep you safe in his arms. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that you instruct us, that you teach us to keep close to you. And even when you get lost, you don't get tired of calling us back. And I pray, Father, for anyone out here who is listening and is feeling just lost, that you would grant them the courage to step forth and say, I want to be found and surrender to you who keeps us safe and keeps us in truth. I pray, Lord, for healing upon those who may have gotten lost and, you know, are suffering the consequences. I pray, Lord, for senses to be alive once again, for guys to just step forth like the prodigal son, this guy who became a smart fool and acknowledged his being lost. Father, I pray that you will help us to surrender in situations that we are lost. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ, just call on him and say, Jesus, have mercy on me. I choose to follow you. I choose to surrender to you. I am lost, but I want to be found in your truth. In your hands I commit my life. I choose to follow you from this day on. Amen and amen. God bless you so much for listening. Thank you. And share this message with your friend. Let them listen. Who knows? Jesus has a capacity to reach out to them and call them back home. God bless you and have a wonderful Sunday. Amen.